presence, just on that song. I thank God. Hallelujah. Surely the presence. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your spirit. Lord, I thank you for showing up, Lord. Lord, I ask you to give an increase, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's be a great lighthouse into this city, Lord. So many are on a path, Lord. They're going to hit the rock. Thank you, Jesus. Go on their own course. But Lord, let them fall on the rock. Let them find this Christ, Lord. Hallelujah. This visitation, God. Glory to God. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can feel the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord. Of angel wings, I see glory on its face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. His name is wonderful. Grateful. Amen. Amen. And I'm not going to look at what's around us. I'm looking with the eyes of faith. Amen. How many can see through faith? Praise the Lord. And God's going to have a people of faith. And He said when He comes back into the earth, amen, will He find faith? Glory to God. Is He going to find you in faith? Praise the Lord. Well, tonight we're going to be ministering a little bit on faith. So if you have your Bibles, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10 and we're going to begin there. Praise the Lord. How many is ready? Amen. To receive God's word. And the Lord told us this week, amen, to get on the highways and begin to prophesy. Amen. And we're going to get on the highway and begin to prophesy. Amen. That God would loose those from the north, the south, and the east, and the west. Praise the Lord. We're going to go up and down. Amen. May head into Louisville and head up into Gainesville. And amen. Out towards McKinney. Because the Lord said if Denton won't come. Amen. Tell God and prophesy that these smaller towns would come in. Praise the Lord. So we're going to do just that. Amen. Chapter 10, it says, for the law having a shadow of good things to come. Amen. And not the very image of the things can never with those sacrifices which they offered to God, offered year by year, continually making the corners unto them thereunto perfect. Praise the Lord. It's a little loud. Amen. The comers thereunto perfect. For the law having a shadow of good things to come. A shadow. What is a shadow? Amen. A shadow is something that's cast down from an image. Amen. Glory to God. A shadow. Amen. But you know what? The shadow's eaten up either by the light of the day or by the darkness of the night. The shadow doesn't remain. It's something that needs to be, amen, unveiled. And that's what the Old Testament is to us. It's a shadow of things. Amen. Not yet, amen, fully revealing that God wants to reveal. Amen. For when would they not have ceased to be offered because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin? Praise the Lord. In other words, the sacrifices that were offered up year after year at the close of each and every year, if that was perfect, it would take away their sin and there would be no conscience of sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's as simple as that right there. The sacrifice wasn't good enough. Amen. Because there still was a conscience of sin. But thank God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. A more excellent sacrifice is going to take away our conscience of sin. Amen. And God's going to put us in His garden. Amen. To where we're not going to know good and evil. Amen. Anybody ever hear somebody say, oh, that's good, oh, that's bad? Amen. It's because they have a conscience. Amen. Of what is right and what is wrong. But if we put on Jesus Christ, amen, I wonder what we're going to know. If we put Him on and Him alone, all we're going to know is His Word. Praise the Lord. Praise. To be obedient to that. It's not that we won't be wise. Amen. It won't be that we won't be wise. Amen. As a serpent and harmless as a dove. Praise the Lord. But we're going to press into something. Amen. To where all we know is His Word. Praise the Lord. We're not worried about anybody else and where they're walking. Other than we can invite them and bid them to come with us. Amen. But where they're at is not going to keep us from going where God has ordained us to walk. And God has ordained us to walk in faith. Amen. Not in a shadow of things, but in an unveiling of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. God's going to unveil Himself to somebody. And He's coming. Amen. And I'm not talking about that one that everybody preaches about. But His coming, amen, through the Word, amen, is going to change our circumstances. His coming through the preaching of God's Word, praise the Lord, is going to change your situation. If you put on, even the preaching, amen, the foolish thing that so many think is foolish, amen, the preaching of the word, amen. How many believes you're going to be truly saved? Glory to God. Praise the Lord. It's foolishness. The preaching of God's words is foolishness to them that are perishing. But I wonder, amen, who are those that are foolish? Amen. It might not be those, amen, that are just a mocker, that are outside the church. It might be those that are in the church that just want to sit in the back row and say, well, this is God and that's not God. Amen. It might be that right there. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to put on what Jesus Christ is saying to me. Amen. And if I give myself to somebody and I know they have an anointing of God to lead me somewhere where I've not been able to go, you know I'm going to get on board on that thing, that train that's going to take me somewhere. Amen. And because my last 5 years will prove that I'll do just that. Amen. My walk with God, I've been faithful everywhere I've been. Praise the Lord. I've been there for a long time. There's only been one or two places I just couldn't sit for very long. God had something better for me. Amen. But He led me by His Spirit to this word. Amen. And to this anointing. Praise the Lord. And it's going to take away, amen, my life, my living. And it's going to be, and I'm going to be given unto the power of God and unto His life and into His living. Praise the Lord. Is anybody here tired of living? Amen. Unto yourself. Amen. Worried day by day. Amen. When's the next paycheck going to come in? Or, amen, how is this going to be paid for? Amen. Glory to God. How would you like the limitations to be taken off your life and the great power of God? Praise the Lord. I'm tired of living paycheck to paycheck, aren't you? I'm ready to be put into something because I've been found faithful in something. Amen. And God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Praise the Lord. How many is diligently seeking Him? Amen. He's a rewarder, is He not? To them that diligently seek Him. But what are they going after? Amen. Praise the Lord. God has great mercy upon some to where He'll put them right into something. He'll put $10,000 or $15,000 in their hand just to try to let them know that God's with them. Amen. But sometimes God takes some a hard way. Praise the Lord, because He knows that, amen, they're going to walk with Him. Praise the Lord. If there's no more blessing in your life, will you still walk with God? Will you still serve Him? Praise the Lord. God's looking for a people that are hungry after Him. Amen. They're not just looking for a blessing alone, but are looking for the very nature of God to be in them. Amen. Waiting 20 and 30 years. Glory to God for the promise to come. Amen. If it takes 20 or 30 years, how many will still be walking with God? Amen. If it takes another 10 years for your first breakthrough, will you still be found with faith? Praise the Lord. And we preached enough faith around here for some to begin to see what faith is. And this faith is whatever God is saying to us is the faith of God that we must, amen, put on. Amen. This is the faith that we must be found with. Glory to God. But sacrifices and offerings, sacrifices there is no recompense, remembrance again made unto sins every year. Amen. There's still a remembrance in things. Amen. Even in today's Christianity, people are forever. Amen. Even in the Catholic Church, you have to go before the priest every week before you take communion. And amen. And confess your sins each and every day. Amen. Before you can take communion. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's the way it is in the church too. Also, forever, each and every day, having to go to God for forgiveness of sin. When the Bible says that he that sinneth shall surely die. But what about those that want to live? Praise the Lord. Did Jesus Christ take away the sins of the world? Or are they going to stay forever with us? Amen. I believe Jesus Christ was the perfect sacrifice, the perfect atonement for our sin. Glory to God. I believe He was that perfect sacrifice to take away the sins of this world right here. Point your finger at yourself and say He's the perfect sacrifice to take away the sins of this world right here. Glory to God. And He's going to do it. Amen. The perfect sacrifice. And one day we're going to wake up. Amen. And our remembrance of sin is going to be no more. Praise the Lord. And I've heard the Lord say before, amen, 2 or 3 years ago, I'm tired of my people forever coming to me for forgiveness of sin. Praise the Lord. I wonder why that is, that God would be tired of His people forever going to Him. Amen. It might be that what they've been in has not taken away their conscience of sin. And He desires to bring His people into something that's going to take away the sin of the whole world, the whole mind, the whole soul, the whole body, the whole spirit. Amen. And they're going to be ones that walk in the power of God. Amen. Glory to God. I was talking to a woman just a week or so ago. Amen. And I was just really talking to her. Amen. I was talking about somebody else that she didn't know about that I was talking about now, but I was also talking to her. Praise the Lord. How can we say that we have so much life in God and that we're in the power of God if we still smoke on a cigarette? Amen. What kind of witness is that? Amen. That God would give some liberty to go that way. Amen. God didn't give me liberty in it. Amen. Glory to God. And I remember even when I was a backslider. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the desire of cigarettes were coming back to me. I feared. Amen. I feared. There was a fear that overtook me. I was afraid because I knew if I took that up, I wouldn't come back. Amen. And I knew I was in a wrong place when some desire like that was coming back to me. Amen. How many's looking for a greater place? A place to where sin can't find you. The devil can't find you because you're in the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. There's going to be a people, I'm telling you, it's a sure word of prophecy. Amen. That's going to put off sin. They're going to put off unbelief. Amen. And they're going to go into becoming this perfect man of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Let's continue to read. I've got a lot to read tonight. But in sacrifices is a remembrance again made of sin every year. Praise the Lord. I'm tired of being reminded of mine. And I thank God. I mean, I think it's about 2 years ago. Amen. Where I really began to realize that my mind was really being sprinkled by the blood of Jesus. Amen. And to where there was no condemnations, no more conscience of sin right here. It didn't mean that I wasn't still doing wrong, but God was wiping it away. Praise the Lord. And God wants to put His faith in us. And God wants to put His nature in us. And where it's been bone of our bone to walk contrary to the will of God in our life, one day it's going to be bone of our bone if we seek Him long enough. Amen. It's going to be bone of our bone to do the will of God and to sin no more. Praise the Lord. For he that sinneth shall surely die, the Bible says. Amen. But I know that, and you're right, that we have an advocate. Amen. If we do sin. Praise the Lord. How many can thank God for an advocate? But you can't leave it right there. Amen. He that's born of God cannot sin. Praise the Lord. What are we going to do with that one? He that's born of God cannot sin. Amen. I wonder, amen, if we have to keep going to the advocate. Are we really, truly born of God yet? Amen. Peter said, amen, that we're being born again. It's a verb. It's something that's going on. It's a process of things. Praise the Lord that we're being born again. But one day the promise is going to come. Amen. One day the Lord is going to show up in the temple. Amen. That's right here that we're walking in. Amen. And you know what else a shadow is? You're a shadow. Praise the Lord. The Spirit that's in you is that's real. Praise the Lord. It's the seed of God that's in you is more real than this that I can see with these physical eyes. Praise the Lord. What's going on in your body is a lie of what's going on in your spirit. Praise the Lord. If I get a cold, it's a lie. Amen. God tells me in His Word I'm healed. Praise the Lord. And it's as simple as standing on His Word. Praise the Lord. If somebody wants to tell me I got some kind of a disease, it's a lie. Amen. I'm going to stand on God's word. I'm going to believe what He said concerning me. I cannot die. I've got to live. He's given me too many promises. Amen. And amen. And I'm the only one that can fall short of His glory. Amen. He has given me more words of prophecy and spoken great things into my life. Amen. Just in, amen, my quiet time with Him, that it's going to take a long time to see it all fulfilled. something. How many can say that God is a God that overnight He can come? Glory to God. And He can bring forth His promises. And like it was for Jesus Christ, over 33 promises came to pass when He was born. Praise the Lord. Over 33. Amen. And it might be said over your life one day, if you tarry long enough and you wait on His coming. And I, once again, I just want to get this out of your mind for a moment when we preach of His one bodily coming. Praise the Lord. We're talking about something else. We're talking about Him coming to your house. Amen. To take away the sin of the world. Praise the Lord. What about that coming? Praise the Lord. What about this coming right here, that He would come and wash my mind by the water of His word? What about that coming? Praise the Lord. This is the part that the church leaves out. Praise the Lord. Now we know about His physical coming, that one day He's going to physically come to the earth, and I long to see that. But at the same time, in Amos it says, woe unto them that look unto His coming. Praise the Lord. So I really have a problem listening to a lot of people that's all they're preaching about Him returning to the earth. Praise the Lord, because Amos says, woe unto them that are looking for His coming. Amen. For that day is a great and a terrible day. Praise the Lord. It's going to be great for those that are in something, but it's going to be terrible for those that are in a lie. Glory to God. It's going to be a great day for some, and it's going to be a terrible day for others. And so woe unto them. Amen. Woe unto them that are looking for that day. I'm not looking, amen, for that day alone. I'm looking for Him to come into my life and take away the sin of the world. I'm looking for Him to come into my life and manifest something that's beyond the hour that I'm walking in. Praise the Lord. To take me out of a consciousness of unbelief and to really truly believe Him. To come and bring forth the promise of God. Amen. And let it be made real unto somebody else. Praise the Lord. How many is going to look for His coming? And I'm fixing to show you what I'm talking about. Let's look at verse 37. For yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Praise the Lord. Now, what coming are we talking about? Let's not get that physical one in our mind alone. Praise the Lord. Now, the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall not have no pleasure in him. Praise the Lord. Faith. Now the just shall live by faith. Glory to God. Now why would this scripture continue to say, but if any man draw back, my soul shall not have no pleasure in him? Glory to God. It must be that, amen, what's being preached by the multitude in the multitude of houses. Amen. I can tell you that what's preached around here causes people to draw back. Amen. But they're flocking by the multitudes of the Baptist house. Amen. There's nothing there for them to draw back from. There's no real faith of God. Amen. There's no word that you're going to be tried in your salvation. There's no word, amen, that you're going to be tested in what you believe. Praise the Lord. There's no word that, amen, you're going to go through the fire. Amen. Glory to God. But I guarantee you there's something here that might cause some to draw back. Amen. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. We're not a son of perdition. Amen. Someone that's unclean. The Bible talks about those that are of perdition. Amen. And Van Ippy and these others preach about the son of perdition. Amen. Like it's one person. Amen. There might be somebody that's a son of perdition. But I also know that Judas in Jesus Christ's life was a son of perdition. Amen. He came against the word of God. Amen. And there's going to be that comes against you. Amen. That's going to be like a perdition. Amen. One that draws back. Amen. Glory to God. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. What is the soul? Amen. We've taught around here our soul is our mind. Amen. It's our emotion. It's every part of us that gives us our personality. Amen. And we're going to come into something to where even our soul is saved. Praise the Lord. And I'm not just talking, amen, from hell to heaven. I'm talking about, amen, our very nature being redeemed to God. I wish I could just really tell you what that is. Amen. Glory to God. I'd really love to be able to preach that, what the soul is. Praise the Lord. Amen. But how many believes that in the Garden of Eden, praise the Lord, God made man in His image. Isn't that right? But of that man, He made a woman. But how could He make a man in His image? Amen. And the woman that would come forth from the man, praise the Lord, lest they were one in God in the beginning. How could God make something that is His very image? Amen. And then separate it and it still be His image. Yet, how many sees what's being said? How can you take a hanky lest you have another one that looks just like it? Amen? Amen. And if you can take something out of this original hanky, amen, well, it still was in the original. Amen. Everything that was produced out of Adam was already in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There was nothing taken out of Adam. Not one rib wasn't taken out of Adam that wasn't already in God that made that woman. Praise the Lord. And the soul of a man is like the woman. Praise the Lord. The spirit of the man is like a man. Praise the Lord. And these two, one day, the saving of our soul is going to be one day joined back to our God. And something's going to be born out of us, even unto the saving of our soul. Glory to God. Our soul is going to be saved. It's going to be returned back to God. But it's in this fallen nature right now. Praise the Lord. We're believing every wind, every doctrine. Amen. We're believing our mind rather than faith. How many has ever done that? Glory to God. But one day our soul is going to be saved. Glory to God. How many like your soul to be saved? Everything that's talking you out of the will of God, it's going to be saved. Praise the Lord. Not just from hell to go to heaven. Amen. Because it's already in hell. Praise the Lord. We speak out of our soul. We speak things that be not. Amen. We've been speaking many things that had nothing to do with God, yet we believe that they were. Praise the Lord. Each and every one of us have believed things. Amen. And part of it was God, and part of it, amen, was men. Was man. Amen. But that part that was man is going to have to go back to God and be changed. God is going to reconcile all things back to Him, and we're going to be changed. Glory to God. Our soul is going to be saved. Praise the Lord. Even to the saving of our soul. I want my soul saved. I want that part of me, amen, that's at enmity with God. Amen, that's fallen. Amen, I want it to be brought back up. And I want it to be joined back to God. And I want to be somebody that walks. How many knows that God is going to prosper us even as our soul prospers? But how is our soul going to prosper? It's going to prosper in our knowledge of Him. Amen. When we come from our fallen estate, amen, and we are reaching into a word that's beyond, amen, this age that's being preached out here. What's being preached outside these walls, amen, it's not really prospering. They might have monies in their pockets, amen, but I wonder if they got a real prayer for you. I wonder if they can touch heaven for you if you're really in trouble. Glory to God. I wonder if they got a real walk with God. Amen. So even as our soul, first of all, we're going to prosper even as our soul prospers, as our soul goes up higher with Him. And I remember speaking on a message. I was back there looking through the tapes. And I got one that said, glory to God, I forgot it. Amen. There's a going on with God. Praise the Lord. And what we've learned in Baptist religion, and what we've learned in Pentecostal religion, there's still something that's higher than that. There's a going on with God. Amen. There is, as we prosper in our soul, in our mind, amen, above what the Pharisees and the Sadducees, amen, preach. How many believes, unless our righteousness exceeds this that's out here, we can in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. We can in no wise enter therein unless we are doing something above and beyond this out here. Unless we're doing something above and beyond TBN, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. But see, this concept of the kingdom of God that's preached everywhere. Amen. How many believes that Jesus Christ was walking in the kingdom of God? Amen. He had the fullness of God bodily within Him. The fullness of God was in him, and he walked in the power of God. In other words, amen, kingdom comes from two words, king and his domain. Glory to God. How many believe that Jesus had the king in his life and he was walking in the domain of God, where God was dwelling in his mind and in his heart? Jesus Christ was walking in that very place. He said, even in with his own words, I can do nothing except I see my Father doing it. He was walking in the domain of God. What God was doing, amen, Jesus was walking out. He was walking in the domain of God. Amen. So I wonder, just with that right there, when Peter said, when will you once again restore the kingdom of God to Israel? Praise the Lord. Jesus said, it's not given for you to know the day nor the hour. Amen. But it was given unto Peter and those that would tarry. Amen. That would come into, amen, the same thing that Jesus had. When they tarried 10 days, it fell upon them. Amen. And the very shadow of Peter healed the multitude. Amen. Glory to God. This domain of God fell upon this 120. But I wonder if this multitude out here, praise the Lord, I wonder if the multitude that are outside these doors, amen, I wonder if they're walking in the kingdom of God like they say they're walking. Amen. I know I'm not walking in it like I can, like I have eyes to see. Glory to God, I'm waiting on the promise. Anybody waiting on the promise? Amen. I might be in something, but it can't be compared to what I'm fixing to get into. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me read that scripture one more time. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of our soul. Believing is beyond just talking about something, agreeing with something. That's a part. The first part is coming in agreement. The next part is making it bone of your bone. Praise the Lord. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Praise the Lord. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. See, now that's a mystery right there. Through faith we understand. Now we can quote that and we can say, well, we believe that the worlds were framed, and we're going to, amen, put this in our understanding that the planet was formed, and, amen, Mercury, Venus, and all these other worlds were framed. But this is talking about something that was part of Paul. Amen. We believe by faith the worlds were framed. In other words, he was walking in something that cannot be seen with eyes, because we're fixing to read about it. Praise the Lord. And it was by faith that he believed that the worlds were framed. In other words, what he walked into, it was by the faith that was in Paul that the worlds were framed. Every manifestation of Christ that was in him, and every manifestation that he walked into, this was framed by the faith of Paul that was in his life. That was not Paul's faith, it was the faith of Jesus Christ. What Paul walked into, it was created because of the faith that he had in his life. By this we know that faith, glory to God, by faith, praise the Lord, we know that the worlds were framed. He didn't say that we believe the world was framed. By this we know that the world was framed. The worlds were framed. Praise the Lord. Amen. By the word of God. Somebody say the word of God. What God has said to us in our ears. Amen. What he has declared to us. Praise the Lord. This is, amen, the foundation of something that's going to come in our life. Amen. And how are we going to see it come to pass lest we walk in the word of God? So these things which are seen, which not made by the things which do appear. Praise the Lord. So what Paul saw, amen, what the faith that he received wasn't something that came out of something he could handle. Praise the Lord. It came out of something which he could not see. Amen. It just came out of the Holy Ghost. It came by the word of God. What God declared to Paul, he walked it out. Amen. And something was formed by his faith. And something's going to be formed by your faith. And what God has said in your ears, glory to God, is going to form prosperity for your life. A new world. Anybody ready to get out of the old world and come into something that's brand new? Glory to God. Aren't you tired of being the tail rather than the head? When the scripture says he'd make you the head and not the tail. Amen. Just believing in that word right there. Amen. It's going to form a brand new world. Praise the Lord that he's going to make you the head and not the tail. He's going to cause you to come from behind and bring you ahead. Glory to God. Just by his word. Believing that, holding fast to that is going to form a brand new world for your life. Glory to God. How many wants a new world? How many wants to walk in a brand new world? The world that we live in right now is fixing to pass away with a great noise. Glory to God. And the heavens that have been over our life, praise the Lord, are going to be rolled up like a scroll and be found no more. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. The worlds that we've been in, amen, can't be compared to the worlds that we're fixing to go into. The lack that we've had that's been bone of our bone is going to be consumed and torn down, and it's going to be burned up, and God's going to bring us into a brand new blessing. Hallelujah. But it's even as our soul prospers will we be found in that brand new blessing. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, and God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Glory to God. How many would like to not see death? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If God really takes away the sin of your whole world, I wonder if you're going to taste what death is all about. Amen. Jesus Christ come to conquer death, hell, and the grave. And the last enemy that was to be conquered was death. And he already conquered it, but he's calling his church to conquer it also. Praise the Lord. Somebody's going to come into this word of God. Amen. And somebody's going to conquer death along with Jesus Christ. Amen. And be that body of the Lord that's going to purify herself, even as he is pure. That's going to wash their garments in the blood of the Lamb and go ahead and endure hardness like a good soldier. Because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. How many want to please God? Praise the Lord. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Somebody say, without faith. Praise the Lord, it is impossible to please him. Glory to God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Now, there's a mystery right there that was revealed to me a little while ago. Glory to God. Now, how many want to hear this? If I can try to get some of these things out, amen. It's one thing for God to show me them, but it's hard for me to communicate them. Praise the Lord, because, amen, a lot of people want to call a lot of people baby Christians. Amen. Amen. But you know what? Before it's over with, we might be having to call ourselves a baby Christian. Praise the Lord. Because, you know, unless we can talk like Daddy, amen, and we can fully communicate the words of Daddy, I mean, I wonder where we're at in our walk. Amen. And sometimes I find that I don't have words to communicate what Daddy is saying to me. So there by that, right there, I can say unto myself, I've not come up into full maturity, but you know what? I have eyes to see myself getting into something brand new. Amen. And I'm not going to be one like that. I mean, it's a spoken word for my life. Amen. To say not in my heart that I am a child. Amen. I'm not going to be a child from this day forward. Glory to God. But I'm going to, amen, press towards something until the language of my God becomes my language. The words of my God become my words. Praise the Lord. The thought of my God becomes my thought. And until we can communicate, amen, fully what he's trying to communicate to us, amen. You know, the little baby in the manger, amen, the little baby in the crib, you can say mama to it all day long, amen. But I wonder, will it say mama back to you when it's 6 months old, when it's 3 months old? Amen. You can communicate something to the child, amen, but the child hears your words. How many knows that? Amen. But many times we can't speak the things that, amen, were communicated unto us. We had the receiver, we just didn't have the transmitter. Praise the Lord. And thank God that some of us have ears to hear and we're receiving. But one day, as in our receiving and as our soul prospers, we're going to be able to transmit that we've received. Glory to God. And that's the way it is in this word right here. You have to forsake, amen, all to come under this. Praise the Lord. And you got to become even as a little child. Praise the Lord. Forsaking all what you've learned before to come into something that's brand new. You got to become like the little child. Amen. But at the same time, not saying in your heart that thou art a little child. Amen. Because God's going to raise you up. Praise the Lord. But we have to have the faith of a little child. Amen. And I remember preaching this a while back, and the Lord reminded me of it this week. Praise the Lord that we got to get back to being like a little child. Amen. Trusting, fully trusting what He's saying to us. Not even fully understanding, amen, all the time what He's saying to us. Amen. To get on the highways and start to prophesy, I don't fully understand what that's going to do. Amen. But I've just got to get on the road and do what my Father's saying to me. Because you know what? Maybe somebody's going to come in here to hear what God is saying. I don't believe this house is going to be packed with 200 people, faithful people. But it might be packed with 200 people that are coming in and out. Amen. But it might take hold of 12. Amen. Out of the multitudes that might come out of our obedience. Amen. If it just takes hold of 12 or 120, amen, that's going to thrill my heart. Praise the Lord. Because I know that Jesus Christ isn't going to unveil Himself to everybody. He didn't do it in the day of His flesh. And what makes me think that He's going to do it in this house right here? Amen. It might just be given to you to know this unveiling of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Out of the 10 or 15 that we have that come in and out of here all the time, amen, it might just be given to you to know the mystery of Jesus Christ, the revelation, the touch of God. Amen. I just don't want to feel goosebumps. I want to know that He's becoming bone of my bone. I've got to know that He's becoming flesh of my flesh. And without faith, amen, it's impossible to believe Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. Now getting back to that right there. Must believe that He is. Now there is a multitude of people out there, amen, that believe that God is. Don't you believe that? Amen. There's a multitude of people, but do you think that pleases God? Just because somebody out there in the world that drinks a beer and cusses out a storm and runs to the bar all the time, amen, just because of their confession believes that God is, do you think that that's pleasing to God? Amen. So it must mean that this word right here is a little higher, has a little higher thinking. Amen. When we come to Him, we must believe that He is. In other words, amen, even through the preaching of the word, amen, we've got to, by faith, come, amen, under that agreement with that word, believing that He is, and that it's by faith we're going to please God. Glory to God. Even by words that even, amen, were preached during the revival that might have been too high for some to receive. Amen. But it's going to please God if you come and embrace those words that's been declared, amen, out of the mouth of someone. Amen. To receive those words, the preaching of those words. Amen. Because without faith, it is impossible to believe God. Praise the Lord. How can they hear lest a preacher is sent? Amen. So somebody's got to have a word in their mouth to go give to somebody. And how many believes it's not just the word in somebody's mouth? Amen. That's just the man's word. It might be the word of our God. Amen. It's not just, amen, like Abraham. So many people can quote Abraham. And this is what Abraham said. Glory to God. But you know what? When God speaks something to us, this is God. Hallelujah. This is God. When He says something to us, it's just not His words. Praise the Lord. For the word of God is God. And when He comes and He speaks to us, amen, for you to reject what He's saying or just think of it as common. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just wonder what you're coming unto. Amen. If you come in and you embrace that God is saying, praise the Lord. Amen. You're coming to Him. Praise the Lord. And you're going to be pleasing before Him. Amen. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. Amen. And I've been sitting under a ministry that I knew. I mean, I feared. I mean, last Sunday morning, I couldn't even go to Dallas. Praise the Lord, because of how hard that service was Sunday morning. Because I know in going to Dallas, I'm coming unto Him. Praise the Lord. And it's not the man. It's the word that's coming out of the man. And I want my heart right when I come in the presence of that word. Praise the Lord. And a lot of people might call this a little David Koresh because I follow the voice of a man. But I know, amen, this one thing, it's not His voice anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I know when I'm coming to sit down to embrace those words, amen, if I have a wrong heart about me, something's going to happen. Glory to God. I have this one thing. Amen. I believe this one thing. Amen. You better have the fear of the Lord when you come into the presence of something that's great. Amen. Lest something, amen, terrible come upon your head. Amen. God's got great mercy, and He winks at our ignorance many times, over and over and over again. Praise the Lord. But one day we're going to come into something, amen, and there's going to be no excuse for us. Amen. I know when I go to Dallas, amen, and I'm not going to be talking about Dallas to very many people in the very near future. Amen. But I know when I go, I'm just talking about myself. I want my heart right. Amen. I want to go in and lift up the word. Praise the Lord. I want this manifestation that's here to go into there and to join with that. Amen. And add. If what's going on here, amen, is a bunch of discouragement, I'm going to stay away from there. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Because I want to come in and add. Amen. Either that or I just need to come aside and pray and encourage myself in the Lord. Praise the Lord. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is. First of all, you have to believe that he is. Amen. And who is God? Amen. He's the Word of God. Amen. He's the Word of God. And this is the Word of God. Don't you know that he's nigh you? Amen. He's nigh you. He's near. For a modern translation, he's near you. He's even in your mouth. He's the words that we preach. Amen. A lot of people think it's just words. Amen. Just like, just air. Second Timothy. Simon Peter, a servant and the apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, through the righteousness of God. Amen. How do we receive righteousness? Amen. We're putting these words on and we're believing them. Amen. Even though nobody else is putting them on. Amen. We're holding to the faith that God has given us. This is how we're made righteous. Amen. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. According to the divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us unto the glory called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. How many's ever received something that was great and precious as far as a promise? God promised you a new car, or amen. Amen. That God going to save a loved one. Amen. Great promises God has given us. But not only that, He might have given you this promise right here that you're going to be just like he is. Amen. What about that promise? Amen. That by these, ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Well, there it is right there. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Amen. Add to our faith virtue. God's going to add virtue to our faith. Amen. To where we were just originally when we asked Jesus into our heart. Amen. Originally it was by faith. But God's going to put something with that faith. And it's something called virtue. We're going to, amen, be able to feel when the anointing's in the room. Glory to God. And to virtue, amen, after we've understood what the anointing is, God's going to give us knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Amen. Love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If these things be in us, we're not going to be, amen, barren and without the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. How many doesn't want to be barren? Amen. That means to be without the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Without the fruit. Without love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, Amen. Long suffering. Glory to God. Temperance. The nine, amen, fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Where we haven't had them, we're going to fully possess them. But they're not going to be the possession of fruit that, amen, so many declare. Amen. To love your brother that, amen, stabbed you in the back. It's going to be that kind of love too. Amen. That kind of love. Amen. Not just to love those that love us. That's not the love of Christ. Amen. The love of Christ is to love those that are, amen, are going to do you wrong. But he that lacketh these things is blind. There it is right there. And cannot see afar off. How many thank God he's taken off our blinders? And we're seeing something in the very near future. Amen. I know I'm looking way down the road. Amen. And though I'm not down the road yet, amen, at least God has given me eyes to see afar off. Amen. And hath forgotten, and had forgotten what forgotten he was purged from his old sins. Amen. If we don't have these things, we're blind and can't see afar off. But God gonna make us see afar off. Amen. And we're not gonna be ones that have forgotten where we came from. Anybody forgot where you came from? Amen. Before God dug you out of your sin. Amen. God's dug me out of a lot. Amen. And to he that loves much, he that's given much, loves much. And God has given me much forgiveness. Has he given you much forgiveness? Amen. If he's given you much forgiveness, then you're going to forgive much. Amen. If he hasn't forgiven you of nothing, amen, truly forgiven you of nothing, here's the key right here. Amen. This is how you're going to know how you got the love of God or not. Either you're going to, amen, either you've been forgiven much to love much, or you haven't been forgiven much and you don't love much. It's as simple as that. Amen. And I thank God God's forgiven me much. Amen. Because when somebody can speak evil, amen, even it come against me, amen, and not that I like it. How many knows we're not going to like it? It doesn't mean you're going to like when your enemy comes against you. It doesn't mean you're going to like it at all. But it doesn't mean you hate the person either. Amen. I don't like, amen, what I have to go through in many, many areas, but that doesn't mean that I hate the person. Amen. Or the situation. Praise the Lord. Sometimes God's just calling us into something. Amen. If we have a lack of finances, that might be that we might have to fast for a little while. Amen. And the love of God is going to be returned to us. Praise the Lord if we just get on the fast. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. We're not going to forget. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Amen. Somebody's going to make your calling and election sure. In other words, what God's declaring to you, amen, you better be found steadfast and unmovable in those things. You have got to make your calling and your election sure. Praise the Lord. And what you're believing, weigh it. Amen. Let it be weighed. Praise the Lord. If there's been no power in what you've thought, amen, no power in what you believe, amen, and there's been no miracle found in that, I wonder what you've been believing after. Amen. But I guarantee the words that are preached here, there's power found in these words. Amen. You're going to find a miracle. Amen. And you're going to find yourself going in a new room with God. Amen. How many believes in his Father's house are many abodes, many mansions, many places for us to dwell with him. And he's making a place for us already. Amen. A place that we can go. And even if we're in the foyer of that great mansion, amen, there's other rooms that we can explore in his presence, in his glory. Amen. That if, as we press in, we're going to go in room after room and see manifestation after manifestation of God. We're going to learn this, you know, this and this part. You know, God, how many know God is one? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But you know what? There's areas about him that we can learn of him. Amen. Just like we can Amen. The revelation is this body right here. What this hand right here can do, this foot can't do. But that doesn't make the foot, amen, any less valuable than the hand. So there's things about God, amen, that we can learn of, amen, as we press into God, amen, and go into His abiding, into His dominion. The King, you know, the King of the kingdom, amen, going into His domain where He dwells. Make your election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There you go right there. I don't know how it all works, but that's it right there. An entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord. Amen. So for us to get into the kingdom of our Lord, simply, is a door or an entrance has got to be ministered unto us. God has got to show us through His Word how to come into these other levels. Praise the Lord. Into these other rooms, if you will. Amen. I'm just trying to let you see the kingdom of God like a great mansion. Is that all right? I'm not trying to cause you to image one thing. Amen. But it's like going into one room and seeing the beauty of one room and then going into another room and seeing the beauty of another room. Amen. And that's the way it is in God. We're just going from room to room. Amen. And I guarantee you, until you've really partaken of where you're at in God right now. Amen. It's like being in this room right here in God. Amen. Unless you really fastened your eyes on what God has got you in right now to look at and to behold. Amen. And be found faithful over, you're not going into the next room. Amen. But if as you have, amen, been found faithful in where God has got you right now, God is going to unveil something brand new to you. We go from faith to faith. We go from glory to glory. And unless there be a door ministered to us, we can't go into the entrance thereof. Verse 11, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you. Ministered unto you. Ministered unto you. How is something ministered unto you? Abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth, and be though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, this dwelling place right here that we're in. Amen. As long as we're in this tabernacle, to stir up unto you by the putting you into remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Praise the Lord. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in your remembrance. Now look at this scripture right here. Did all this tonight to get to right here. For we have not followed calamity device fables when we made known unto you the power, when we have made known unto you the power of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Here Paul is speaking of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ that he received. He saw His majesty coming. But where did He come? He came to Himself and He let the people see the coming of the Lord. Paul became, amen, if you will, the coming of the Lord. Where he was, the manifestation of who he was and has became the coming of the Lord before the people. And where Paul walked, the people would one day walk. Because he said, follow after me, for I follow after Christ. In other words, he said, do what I do, you'll come into what I have. Praise the Lord. And Paul was bringing forth this coming of the Lord Jesus Christ through the preaching of His Word. There it is right there. This is the part that they don't preach. Amen. Because they don't have it. They only see one coming of the Lord. When the Lord came many times, He came through Paul. He came through Jesus Christ. He came through a Peter. Amen. And He might be coming through some voices today. Glory to God. His coming is now. Amen. It's even at the door. If somebody receives His coming, amen, even the words that are preached. Glory to God. Amen. For we have not followed calamity or device fables. In other words, amen, we're not following words, amen, that are like stories. Amen. The examples right here, we're not following fables. Praise the Lord. We're not following, amen, doctrinal fables. We're not following ideas or concepts about God. Amen. Which is a bunch of witchcraft. Glory to God. And the Bible says, little children, flee from idols. In other words, flee from concepts of God. That's the translation of that right there. We're not following fables when we have made known unto you the power and of His coming, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we're eyewitnesses of His majesty, for He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellence, from excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Glory to God. Amen. The excellence of His coming. We're not believing fables. We're not preaching fables. Amen. We don't have 100 ideas. Amen. And are talking about them, about the coming of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't have a seven rapture doctrine for you. Glory to God. But I got this one right here. If you just receive Jesus Christ each and every day of your life, amen, not religiously, I'm not talking about religiously like when you asked Him into your heart the first day, amen, that He came in, like so many quote out of Romans chapter 10, amen. But unless you receive the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, wherein can you be saved? Today is the day of salvation, amen. And unless you receive His word today, amen, how can you be saved? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Amen. You got to confess in your mouth and believe in your heart. And it's not easy. How many knows it's not easy? Amen. Glory to God. We're not preaching something that's easy around here. We're not preaching something that's common. Amen. And you got to be somebody in God to hold fast and to confess these words. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I know where I had a hard time. And I'm was a fellow servant, a fellow servant in tribulation with you many times, trying to receive these words. Many people telling me, well, this is a false prophecy. Amen. When I was wanting something real, I wanted something bone of my bone, I wanted some flesh of my flesh, when I went to my preacher buddies, amen, and told them, I'm a needy creature, amen, I'm in need of righteousness and holiness and purity. Amen. And He told me I was full of it, but they didn't use it. Amen. They used something before it. Praise the Lord. Told me I was full of it. Praise the Lord. That I got it when I was saved. And I just turned and I said, well, if I got it, how come I don't feel like it's part of me? Amen. I see it in the Word. I've been holding fast to it. But when will it ever be bone of my bone? When will it be part of me? Glory to God. I've made sin so much a part of me, that's all I knew in that world of sin. Amen. Anybody know that? So if I made that so much one with me, how can I make this God one with me too? Glory to God. I just don't want to have something by faith alone. Amen. But that's the entrance before virtue comes. Amen. Add to your faith virtue. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And they might just say that of you, and you're just hungry and thirsty after God, really wanting to know what the reality of God is. Amen. And tired of a bunch of doctrine. Amen. And they might just tell you you're full of it too. Glory to God. Amen. But one day somebody gonna, maybe God gonna turn to them and say that they're full of it. They're full of something besides me. Amen. They got a bunch of doctrine. Amen. They got a bunch of fables. Amen. Fairy tales. Praise the Lord. Imaginations about God. Amen. When God is as simple as this, whatever He's saying out of the heavens towards you, amen, this is God. amen, he's not separate from his word. Amen. When he comes, amen, he is the word. You cannot separate. He's not like a man. How many knows that? See, a man can sit beside you, amen, and give you all kinds of promises and break the promises. Amen. Glory to God. But God's not that. God is his word. Amen. And you cannot separate God from the word. And nor can you take away the name from the word. The name is Jesus. Glory to God. And they're not separate. They're the same. God is the word. Amen. And if you can get that. Amen. What he's revealing out of the heavens is Jesus Christ. Amen. Whatever is coming to your mind, if you're starting to get it, this is what you're to hold fast to. This is Jesus Christ for you. This is your salvation. Praise the Lord. This is what you're to hold fast to and be unmovable in. Whatever's coming down out of the higher elevations of God. Praise the Lord. Whatever's being revealed finally unto you. This is what you're to hold fast to. This is Jesus Christ for you. Praise the Lord. The unveiled, revealed Word of God. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Glory to God. So many people could be more eloquent in these words that were spoke today. Amen. But all I can do is speak the best way I can speak. Amen. As Daddy's teaching me to talk like him. Amen. I'm going to go that way. And one day when I'm beyond the age of a teenager in God, praise the Lord, I'm going to talk just like Daddy. Amen. And so are you. Amen. When we get up out of our crib, glory to God in the kingdom of God. Amen. Thank God for what we've heard. Praise the Lord. And even the words that he said to us. Glory to God. But what is the instruction that's in our life? And what are we going to put on from this day forward? Amen. Glory to God. And though we're not able to speak these words, amen, and to tell our friend what God is doing here, amen. Glory to God. But so many rumors are going on about us. All kinds of people saying all kinds of things that we're preaching all kinds of things. Amen. Anybody hear us preach about the coming of the Lord tonight? We're not denying it, are we? Glory to God. We're just not preaching it like everybody else. Amen. Anybody see it in the Word tonight? Amen. Paul brought forth his coming. Amen. Glory to God. By a voice. Amen. A voice that he heard. Amen. And you're going to bring forth that coming too. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you're going to be caught up to God. We're going to preach that. How many wants to be caught up to God? Amen. If you're caught up to him. And if you're caught up to him like you were a John the Revelator. How many believes? Amen. You're going to come back and give a people a word. Amen. And that's what I want to do. I want to be caught up to God. Amen. And unto his throne. And come back and give this generation, amen, a word from the Almighty. I mean, I'd like to give this generation a word from the Almighty. A lot of people don't see that in the book of Revelations. John was caught up unto God, yet he came back and gave what God gave them to seven churches. Paul was caught up into the third heaven, yet he came back to the earth, amen, and gave a people a word. Glory to God. Peter was caught up to God. Amen. And he came back declaring the grace that would be given to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Caught up to God. They're in error believing that we don't preach that here. I believe in being caught up to God. Glory to God. Amen. But we're coming back after we're caught up. And we're going to give a people a word right out of the mouth of God. Amen. Because if God saved you, who are you to think that you're greater than God, just leaving a multitude of people behind that couldn't be saved? Amen. I guarantee you, it is more fearful to be in the church than it is in the world at this hour. Because judgment is first coming to the house of God than it is out there. Amen. Though you're going to see the tornadoes hit, though you're going to see the hurricanes come, glory to God. Amen. Though you're going to see calamity everywhere, and it is going to hit those that are outside the church. But those things that are being shaken on the earth is to shake God's people back to where they need to be in their mind, in their heart. Amen. I can't hardly watch what's going on TBN even this last week without seeing Hollywood. Amen. Without seeing a bunch of Hollywood. Amen. A bunch of glamour. Praise the Lord. That's all it is. Amen. A good song, a good dance. Praise the Lord. I don't know. I just can't receive that. Praise the Lord. For those that can receive it, that's all right. Because I know where I did receive it. But this part in my life, amen, it just looks like a show to me. Amen. If people are trying to come here for a show, they came to the wrong house. I have no show to give. Amen. The voice that I have is the voice that I can sing before you. If you can't stand someone that can crow, amen, then you better move down to the pretty voices down the street. Praise the Lord. Amen. We don't have no show. All we're going to do is attempt to give God's people what God wants them to hear today. Amen. And as we go and we press toward, amen, something brand new, even going out of the four walls somewhat, or even just getting on the highways and praying, glory to God, doing brand new things, God's going to bring people in. And I don't know how we're going to get on the highway and the byway. Amen. I was talking to LaCrisha this week and asking her, what ought I do? And she said, I sure wish you could get a tent, Brian. She said, because that's what you ought to do. And I said, LaCrisha, it's been in my mind, but I don't know where to go. I mean, it cost over $1,000 to get a small one the size of this room. Just the size of this room, that's all I'd want. Praise the Lord. God, send that person in with $1,000 envelope so we can get a tent. That's all I want, just a tent to go. Amen. But if we don't have one, do you set it up under some tree or something? Or, you know, what? What do you do? And how do you do it? Amen. How do you make known to people where you're going to be? And when is the city going to run you off because you don't have a permit to be there? You know? Glory to God, you know. Are you being too loud? Amen. Well, the devil's been loud in our ears for a long time and telling us things that are outside the will of God for our life. So it's about time somebody's going to get loud to get us into the will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I guess that's it. How many receive something from the Word tonight? Amen. Your soul belongs to God. And God's going to cause it to come back unto Him. Amen. And that soul is that part of you, praise the Lord, that's like a woman. Amen. And I know it's hard to receive, but this was revealed to me. And God is going to cause that woman that's been wayward, amen, that's given herself to other things besides her husband, amen, and she's going to be joined to her husband. Amen. Can you receive it like that? You know where you've been in error in your mind and you've wandered other places besides the will of God? This has been your soul. Amen. And she's going to return to God. Amen. She's going to be changed, and she's going to be a woman that stands by her man. Glory to God. Amen. If you do have an offering tonight, I guess I'll take it up at this time. Somebody say, stand by your man. Who's our man? It's Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Father, bless this woman and prosper her life. God, give her that brand new language that was preached tonight. Give it to her, Lord. Let it be made one. God, I thank you for another language that was coming forth. Hallelujah. Out of her mouth. Two blessings that came to her, Lord. A brand new language, Lord. Hallelujah. It's coming out of her mouth. And Lord, let it be bone of her bone. In every situation, Lord, let that language come forward. A brand new word, a brand new excitement in God because of what she's coming into, because of her soul prospering. In Jesus' precious name, Lord, bless these hands. Glory to God. Amen. Could not find no peace no peace within. Of worship, I heard the preacher so softly say, I could not make it by myself. I needed the Lord.
How many needs the Lord?
And I can't make it by myself. I need. By myself, I need you, Lord. Through each trial, through each test, in God's arms I will surely rest. I can't make it by myself, I need you,
Lord. Something.
Exalting him by your walk with him. Amen. It's not just lifting up your hands. How many's finding that out? That's just part. What you're living out in your life. Amen. Becomes an exaltation unto God. Amen. A real praise of God is just not coming out of your lips alone. Because how many knows that God had a people, amen, who had lip service, but there was nothing in their heart. Amen. So it's got to be something that we're walking out. And that's the way we become a praise unto God, by what we're doing before Him. And I heard the Lord saying in the song service, and I'd already forgot it. Amen. And lest we forsake mother, father, sister, brother, for His name's sake, how can we enter, amen, into that place that He has for us. Amen. Glory to God. How can we go into that place and that God desires us to go into? Amen. Lest we forsake mother, father, sister, brother. And what does that simply mean? This right here. This is our mother. This is our father. This is our sister and our brother. It's that realm of soul that's been so one with those relatives that are around us, even those friends. Unless we forsake this right here. It's not talking about cutting your mother and your father off and never to speak to them again. This is your mother and your father. They too became one, and you are the one that they were. Amen. Can you receive that? And unless you deny this right here, amen, we're not going to have no part. He's not going to be pleased with us. Glory to God. Unless we forsake, and I wish I had that scripture, amen, in front of me. Unless we forsake mother and father, sister and brother, amen, we're not going to have no part in Him. He's just going to be ashamed of us. Praise the Lord. And we are that mother and our father. Amen. There's parts about me that were just like my mother. And there's parts about me that are just like my father. Amen. But if I deny those two parts right there and cut them off, amen, and go on into the will of God, amen, how many believes God's going to be pleased, amen, with that one that denies mother and father? Amen, sister and brother. Amen. Just that right there doesn't make that scripture so hard to receive, does it?
Amen. Lest I hate my mother and my father. Hate them. What are you telling me, God? Amen. A lot of people are preaching, unless I hate them. What do you mean, hate them, God? Thought you told me to love my enemy. And then to love my brother. So I don't know which one they are to me, but I'm supposed to love them. So it might be talking about this right here. We are our mother and our father that became one flesh. Amen. They might be intertwined by their marriage in the spirit and been made one. But amen, we are that one that was made manifested. Glory to God. Unless we deny where they've been and where they walked. Amen. God can't be pleased with us. Amen. How many knows mom and pop? Amen. I know as far as myself, mom and pop walk in a lot of religion. Amen. And I've got to deny a lot of religion. We were raised Catholic. Amen. And so there's a big time concept of a Catholic understanding in the house. Amen. As well as a Baptist now that they've merged with the Baptist. Come alongside with them. Praise the Lord. But unless I deny, amen. But you know what? The great thing about it all and all this denying, amen. I'm letting them know that I got to walk where God's ordained me to walk. You know what? They're starting to look over to my side of the fence now. Amen. And beginning to wonder what I'm all about. Instead of, amen, wondering, what is he into? Beginning to see that there might be something with me that's beyond what's with them. Amen. But I'm grateful that God's given them eyes to see it, not in pride. Amen. Because I want my parents to be saved, their whole body to be saved, their soul to be saved. Amen. And be returned back to God. Amen. The soul. Amen. Why there's so much torment in my parents' lives. Amen. About work. I mean, my parents are workaholics. That's all they know is work. Amen. And as soon as they get a little bit of a blessing in their life, they got to go purchase some $20,000 piece of something to go play with. Just to have to go back to work that much harder. They're pursing themselves into a blessing in the natural. But when if we can become something like that that's in the spirit, press our way into something, into the spirit. Amen. For a blessing for our life, a blessing in God. Amen. I'd like to have that kind of a blessing. As people press in to just have possessions, I want to press in to have God. Amen. Just like I pressed in to become a good drunk. Amen. And it took many times hugging that porcelain throne before I became a good drunk. Amen. I heaved many heave offerings before I could hold down the whole bottle all by myself. Amen. And so if I can apply that same concept to pressing into God, how many believe somebody's going to go somewhere? Amen. Bless you all. I'm going to tell somebody about this building and get on to somebody that wasn't here tonight. Amen. Seems like when I get on to somebody, somebody gets offended. So I don't know that I'm supposed to call or not. I don't feel like I'm supposed to. I mean, either they're to come on board or they're not. Because God didn't make me a pastor after what pastors are. Amen. You don't want me to be that kind of a pastor, because that kind of a pastor is going to kill somebody. Amen. It's going to kill the pastor. If I'm dependent on your love and your reception of me, then that's going to, amen, cause us to merge with what's out there. But if I stay separate from you in my walk with God to hear God and what he wants to say today, amen, and not pitch you when you're down, amen, or, you know, in the down in the lowest part of the pit, or where you're away for a while and I don't call you for a little while, just, you know, it's just not in me to do it. I mean, I'll do it if I got to do it. Amen. But I believe God's making somebody strong around here. I mean, believe that you're one that he's going to make strong. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Anybody happy? you're going to be returned to God. You're that part of part that's going to be reconciled back to God. Amen. Isn't that good? Amen. To be caught up back to God. I want to be caught up to God. Amen. So if Lake Dallas is upset because we're not preaching no rapture here. Amen. Did you hear that, Sister Pat? Did we preach no rapture during the revival? Did we preach that? Amen. So I believe Sister Pat's a rapture person, aren't you? She'd know if we didn't. And we won't point out in the future who's rapture and who's not. Because we're not trying to tear that part away. Amen. We're just trying to show somebody another part. Amen. Show somebody, amen, what they hadn't heard preached. Amen. Well, Lord bless you. Say hey to one another. And we'll see you Sunday morning. I won't see you. Father, I thank you so much for this night. And I thank you for your word. And God, I ask you, Lord, to impart this word into our mind and into our heart. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the great anointing, Lord, that's here in this place, God. I see moving among us, God. Lord, impart this word. Let it become reality with us, God. Hallelujah. Let it be bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. Let this word of God wake us up in the middle of the night to speak to us out of what's been ministered. Amen. Like Paul said about what was ministered about the coming of the Lord. Glory to God. This coming of Jesus. Amen. This preaching of the word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This part that people forsaken and forgotten. Thank you, Lord. Let us receive and put on for our own self. Thank you, Lord, this foolishness that the world, even the church, is forsaking. The foolishness of preaching that they might receive something from your right hand. God, we're not going to be a people that have forsaken what's coming out of your mouth for this hour that we're to run after, that we're to apprehend. Glory to God, this prize that's before us at the finish line, God. Hallelujah. We're going to run after this word of God. We're going to run after this preaching of God's word. This foolishness that so many call foolish. Thank you, Lord. Even in this house, Lord, there are those that are called this foolish. But God, I'm running after it, God. Even with voices that have come in here besides this one. Lord, I'm running after these voices that have come in here to speak. After the word that was spoken out of their mouths, God. If nobody wants it, God, I want it. Hallelujah. I want to learn of you, Jesus. I want to be taught of you, God. Hallelujah. That I might be able to teach. Hallelujah. And cause people to learn from you also, God. God bless you, people. Hallelujah. God, I heard you even this last Sunday speaking about this being a time of separation. Glory to God. A time to come aside to seek you. And not to be in a bunch of foolishness, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your people in this house be found. Amen. Seeking you and not being found in a bunch of foolishness, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you want to bring us somewhere brand new. You got a new place of abiding for us. Hallelujah. A new room to go explore. Hallelujah. And God, let us be found with the blessing in our life. In Jesus' precious name, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't leave our ears. Hallelujah. Don't leave our minds. Don't leave our hearts, God. Write your word and your commandments upon our minds and our hearts. Hallelujah. Write them upon our hearts and our minds that we would not, from this moment on, sin against you like David said. Hallelujah. Thy word, O Lord, have I hid my heart that I would not sin against you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, we're a people that's after your heart like a David. We would not be ones found in sin forever. We'd be ones to put it off. In Jesus' precious name, God, bless your people. Bless those that are coming. Hallelujah. And cause them to come into this word quick, God. Do a quick work, Lord. For you said in the last days that you were going to do a quick work. Hallelujah. You're going to raise people up overnight. Even the child to be raised up to prophesy, Lord. One that's 7 years old is going to rise up because it was taught quick, because it didn't consider itself a child forever. Hallelujah. He's going to rise up with the voice of God, declare a word of prophecy for God's people and God's house. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But we're all learning of you, God. Hallelujah. We're all going to sit at the table of the Lord and partake of what you're giving to us at this moment and in this hour. And I'm grateful, God, that you've not left us a people without bread to eat. Thank you, Lord. As we partake of this communion, this breaking of this bread, this Jesus Christ, Lord, let every one of your people be healed. Thank you, Lord. Let there be a healing tonight in somebody's body, Lord, because they partook of this communion, this bread that was broken. Thank you, Jesus. This Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, you said your people aren't healed because they've not properly discerned your body. God, I'm discerning your body, that your people is your body. And you are your people, Lord, and you love your people. Glory to God. Let there be a healing found in this house, Lord. For healing is the children's bread. Healing is the children's bread. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that something's just going to take a hold of us. Hallelujah. That we're going to be found in the will of God. Not be an outsider anymore. Not be one that was cast out. Hallelujah. We're going to find ourselves in the presence of God and not become one that's an outsider. Glory to God. Let us be ones found in the glory of God and not ones just having to look in to wonder. Lord, make us a people to apprehend. Hallelujah. The blessing. People to apprehend your very nature and your very being, your very essence. What you truly can be, God. Make us a people just like that, God. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Somebody said amen.